bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Nancy, and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah and 11 year old I be today. Yes, sir. Hannah and 11 year old. Well, Satan, if folks will just douse out them lights now, we'll be getting down to business. We want it dark and cheerful for our pretty little yarn. Draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll see a dusty road way down in South America in the wilds of the Argentines. On that road begins our tale of the wonderful bottle. The wonderful bottle.
There's another signpost, Matt. We're only 100 miles from Buenos Aires now.
You'll never be able to walk it, kid. Why, the soles is all worn from your shoes, and them feet of yours are bleeding.
I'll walk it. I've got to. The hike will be easier now. Think of the load that's off my mind. I don't have to worry any longer as to whether my shoes will hold out.
When two guys are as down and out as we are, they don't really have to worry about anything. God. And we left the States to seek our fortune in the Argentine. Fortune!
We certainly haven't found it, have we? But maybe we'll strike something in Buenos Aires that'll put us on our feet again.
Yeah, if you can stand on your feet when we get there. Kid, you simply got to bust into that $50 you have and buy a pair of shoes.
Oh, I can't do that, Matt. That 50 is every cent I've been able to scrape together in the last 3 months. It's got to go home to my folks. They need it terribly.
I suppose you don't need it.
Oh, I'm young. They're old. I really owe it to them. Matt, you don't know how they scraped and saved in order to help me work my way through college. And now they've been taking care of Eva since her parents died because, well, simply because they know she's going to marry me someday. It nearly drives me crazy to think $50 is all I have to send them.
And it drives me nuts to be tramping across country bumming meals when you have money pinned inside your shirt. If that dough has got to go to your folks, get an express order and send it to them for the love of Mike.
Well, I can't until we get to Buenos Aires. That's where they think I'm doing so well in my own business. If I sent them a money order from anywhere else, Matt, they might suspect the truth.
Have it your own way. I think you're a darn fool, but I kind of envy you at that. Must be nice having folks and a girl like that Eva you're so crazy about. I ain't got nothing. Never had.
I'm lucky, aren't I, Matt?
Yeah. God, I'm hungry.
So am I. It's been a long time since our last meal.
About 36 hours, that's all. Say, kid, take a look behind them trees.
Gee, what a beautiful house.
There ought to be some odd jobs we could do in a place like this to earn a dinner.
Oh, we'll soon find out. Here's the entrance gate, Matt. Come on.
I'm right behind you.
Señor, señor.
What's that?
An old Spanish woman back there on the road.
Señor, señor.
She's calling to us, Matt.
She's a servant on the place, I suppose, who wants to tell us no bums allowed inside the ground.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, we've been kicked out of better places than this. Come on.
I'm coming.
Señores, we are set
All right, all right. Don't get excited. Can't you see we're coming out?
Matt, I don't think she's trying to ball us out.
Oh, what is she doing then? You understand the Spanish lingo.
I'll ask her. ¿Qué dice usted, señora?
Gracias a Dios. Con este bien al momento. This has barely done a situación peligrosa.
Matt, she says she saved us from great danger.
Danger? What danger?
¿De qué se trata, señora?
Si son entrados por las puertas de esta casa, alguien, que situan las almas inmortales.
Señora! She says if we'd gone to that house, we'd have lost our immortal souls.
Lost our souls?
Se construía esa casa por la diabla.
She says that house was built by the devil.
By the...
Oh, you're joking, señora. I mean... ¿Usted hace broma?
No, no. El viejo que vive a la estoriada del diablo... Si habían ido a ese puerto, la vendería una batida que la mandaría a Israel.
She says the man who lives there is a servant of hell. That if we'd gone to that door, he'd have tried to sell us something that would damn us forever.
Well, if that ain't the craziest yarn I ever heard.
She must be a little mad to tell us a story such as that.
If she ain't, giving us a bum's rush, let's go back and try for a meal.
She's not a servant in that house. I'll thank her for advice first. Accepte usted la expresión de ma... Profunda gratitude, señora. Tenga que ame ahora.
Oh, no.
Adios.
Oh, no. Ustedes son americanos. Todos con ucranio. Si van a esa casa, se contraen maquillola.
Says if we go to that door, we'll regret it.
Bunk, come on.
I'm coming. Adios, señora.
Señor.
Oh, go fly a kite.
Oh, don't talk to her like that, Matt. People down here are very superstitious. She probably believes the crazy yarn she told us.
Well, if the devil built that house, I'll say he's a good architect. It's the swellest joint I've seen in South America.
Must be great to have a place like that to live in. Instead of being like us.
Wonder if we'll ever sleep inside a house again.
And Matt, someone's opening the door.
An old guy's coming out. To tell us to beat it, I suppose.
Oh, I suppose so.
I bid you welcome to my house, senor.
Is he talking to us?
May I invite you gentlemen to have dinner at my table?
Dinner?
Us?
Of course, senor.
Jeff!
Matt!
We're dreaming!
At last our luck has changed.
I overheard your remark, senor. In meeting me, you soon will find that your luck indeed has changed.
Gee, senor, you've been wonderful to us.
Oh, no, senor.
Oh, well, we're nothing but a pair of ragged tramps. Yet you served us a wonderful dinner, shown us about this beautiful house. Treated us as though we were gentlemen.
It has been great happiness to have you here. No one ever comes to visit me, and I am very lonely.
No one ever comes to visit you?
No one. And as you perhaps have noticed, I have not even servants.
I've been wondering who does the work in this big place of yours.
I am about to speak of that. I saw you talking to one of my countrywomen on the road outside. She may have told you tales of me. Did she tell you tales of me, senor?
Well, the woman told us a lot of superstitious bunk, if that's what you're driving at.
You Americanos are not superstitious as other people of my country. You do not believe in the devil whom she told you was my master.
My pal and I haven't much faith in anything right now.
You have been very unfortunate in South America.
I'll say we have.
Yet you, my young friend... Say you have in your possession $50.
Well, you asked if we were absolutely penniless, senor, and as you'd been so generous, I thought it only fair to explain my exact situation.
Your principles do you honor. What would you say if in exchange for that $50, I offer you a house as beautiful as this? If I offer you wealth, power, women, anything your heart desires?
I don't understand you.
Yes, sir, you're not trying to kid us into believing what that old lady said was true.
No, I am not trying to jest with you, senor. Excuse me, I want to show you something I keep in this closet. This, my young friend, is what you may buy with your $50.
That? For $50?
Why, that's just a glass bottle.
But not an ordinary glass bottle. Here, take it in your hand.
Certainly, if you wish me to.
What? Holy! Hey, how'd you make it to that?
Matt! Well, the thing leaped right out of my finger.
And returned to mine because I am its owner.
Let me see you do that trick again.
It was not a trick. But I would show you something more worthy of the powers of this bottle. Is there something you wish for very much, senor? Something you consider impossible to attain?
What are you driving at with all this?
You soon shall see. You, my young friend, tell me what you wish most.
I...
Come, no matter how impossible, tell me what you wish.
I wish to hear the voice of someone at home. The voice of Eva.
Listen. I wish you to hear the voice of Eva.
Matt!
Come. Is that?
Yes.
It's Eva's voice.
I've heard her singing that song a thousand times. But it can't be Eva. She's in California, thousands of miles away.
Shall I wish her to stand within this room that you may see her?
No, no. I want you to have nothing more to do with her. Stop that voice I hear. Stop it.
Very well. I wish you to hear the voice no longer.
How did you do that?
Who?
What are you?
I am merely the owner of this bottle, and whoever is its master can have each wish come true. I will sell you this wonderful bottle for only $50.
What are you trying to put over? We ain't kids who believe in fairy tales.
Some fairy tales are truths, senor. Truths that have been forgotten in the centuries of time. Thousands of years ago, this bottle came from hell. An emperor owned it who conquered the world. He sold it to another who became the wealthiest of men. He sold it to another who...
You mean to say if that bottle granted wishes, anyone will dispose of it?
Its owner must dispose of it before death. This bottle will cure sickness, but it will not prolong life. And whoever dies possessing it must burn in hell forever. I am old. You see why I must sell it before it is too late. You must buy from me, senor. You must. My neighbors fear me. They want strangers from my door, as you have seen. I'm afraid to go away and seek a buyer, for I might meet accident upon the road and die while I still own it. You may be my final chance, senor. Give me your $50 for this mastery of life. You are young. You too can sell when you grow old. Senor, I beg.
This is some new kind of confidence game, Jeff.
No, I swear.
Since you were so anxious to get rid of this wonderful bottle, senor, why must you sell it? And for just the sum you know I have.
It cannot be given away, and it can neither be destroyed or lost. That is its law. It must be sold, and for less than its purchaser paid. So its price has dropped to the ages. You see the danger were I to sell too cheap. Someday a buyer cannot sell. Please buy. I swear it will give all I say.
Oh, we've had enough of this bunk. Let's get out of here, Jack.
Oh, no, wait. You do not believe. You think I would cheat you with a trick? Look, give me your $50. Take the bottle. Say, I buy. Then wish your money back into your hand. If you do not find it there, I say no more.
Oh, really? I don't
want... Go on, Jeff. See what happens since he puts it that way. I'll see you get your 50 back.
Well, if it's only to see...
Good. Give me your money. Say, I buy.
Here. I buy.
Ha ha! The bottle is yours!
Doesn't jump away now.
Wish for your money back, kid, as he said.
Yes, I wish for... The money's in my hand.
Thought is quicker than words.
But things on the level.
Good Lord, I believe it is.
And you bought it. You own it.
And I am free at last to die in peace. Now you will have each wish fulfilled. Now you will bear each curse that follows.
Curse?
Wait and see. You own the wonderful bottle now. You own the wonderful bottle.
Satan, if these folks wants to hear the rest of our little yarn, they got to come see us next time I has a buff day.
Thank you.